The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew; James, John, Philip, Bartholomew; Matthew, Thomas; James, the son of Alphaeus; Simon, who was called a Zealot; and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And when those who were tormented by unclean spirit, and even those who were tormented by unclean spirit, were cured, everyone in the crowd sought to touch him, because power came forth from him and healed them all. The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, see to it that no one captivates you with empty, seductive philosophy, according to the tradition of men, according to the elemental powers of the world. The letter to the Colossians is referred to as one of the captivity letters of St. Paul. Ephesians, Philippians, and one or two others. Why is it referred to as the captivity letter of St. Paul? Because he wrote them when he was in prison. When he was in prison, encouraging the people. Today, it's difficult to turn on the news or turn on your TV to listen to the happenings in the world and not be sad, and not feel a sense of frustration, and not ask, why is God actually answering our prayers? St. Paul understood this as the elemental powers of the world. In other words, these elemental powers have expiry dates. Writing from prison and encouraging the people, he wants them to understand that there is nothing that has a beginning that does not have an end, especially with the elemental powers. People who struggle to gain power and remain power. There's nothing that has a beginning that does not have an end. But in the end, Christ is the one we should build our faith on. In the gospel, everyone wanted to touch him because power came out of him. It is only in Christ that you find endurance. Today we celebrate St. Peter Claver. I was reading something, you know, in 2016, many dioceses in the United States asked for prayers for peace on September 9th. St. Peter Claver was a man of peace. He lived around 1581. That was when he was born, 1581, a long time ago. He became a Jesuit at the age of 20 and was inspired by Alfonso Rodriguez, another Jesuit who was a doorkeeper for 46 years for the Jesuits. He was opening the doors like Martin de Porres. He served in that capacity, being a receptionist or being a doorkeeper for 46 years. He was inspired by him, his humility, and came to the Americas, particularly, I mean, in Colombia, in a place called Cartagena, and served the slaves in that area. He gave his life for the freedom of slaves. Today, you ask yourself, where is Peter Claver? Where are those people who try to have control over the world? 1581, in the 1600s, they are all gone. Nothing that has a beginning that does not have an end. Only Christ endures forever. We'll continue to pray for peace. Peace in our world. And most importantly, peace in our families and peace in our hearts. Amen.